Hey, welcome to another Get Geekish podcast. We're going to call this a bonus episode.
Cue the ding, 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 ding.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
I was, God, Price is Right. Good old Bob Barker. Anyway.
That wasn't Price is Right. That was Press Your Luck.
No, no, I know. That was Press Your Luck. I was thinking when you said bonus, I was just, for some reason, I went to come on down, you know. But anyway.
We're 20 seconds in it on three tangents. Go us.
Hey.
We're talking cosplay this week. It's been a while since we've done the cosplay talk, but there is a group that we've crossed paths with a few times and made some connections with called the Colorado Academy of Cosplay.
Woo-woo!
And a few months back, you probably, you might have heard the interview you did with Suvi Couture, who was one of the cosplayers and one of the founding members of this group.
Yep.
Clark Cosplay is one that we've talked about numerous times before.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't go through everybody that's part of the group because they have their own their own hierarchy. But this group gets together and their whole mission statement is just to basically help other cosplayers. They want to help everybody in the Colorado cosplay community get tips and tricks and tutorials and support each other. And it's a brilliant idea for what it is.
How many times have we actually, I mean, you and I and the Get Geekish crew talk about cosplay and we're like, I have no idea how to do that. And then all of a sudden, you know, because we joined, I don't remember when we joined Colorado Academy of Cosplay, but like all of a sudden they pop up with something, you're like, that makes sense.
Yeah, you find some tutorials, some stuff, or a way to hook something on, or a material to use, or something along those ways, and you're like, oh, hey, this is really helpful.
It's truly is. And then they're all about that team building spirit, like
camaraderie, I guess you'd call it. But this whole thing started because we were going to talk to some of their winners, because every year the Colorado Academy of Cosplay does a competition that they call the Best of Colorado. And the 2018 winners were announced. They chose five winners. They do this by submission, so it doesn't have to be at a con. People actually have to submit their photos or videos or descriptions of their work to be judged by the Academy, and then they let the people in the Academy vote for it, and then they choose the winner. So very, very legitimate, kind of like, let's show off who does some good work.
Right, and you actually, like, you submit your work progress. I like that they actually, with the submissions, they're like, we want to know how you did this. We want to know your progress and everything like that. And you could actually see people's progress photos.
You can go to their website. So they have a full website set up. Just go to Colorado Academy of Cosplay. Put that in Google. You'll find it. We'll go through all of them. For the Best of Colorado overall winner was a version of Hela done by Blonde Girl Cosplay. Very impressive. Do you call those horns on Hela's head? Antlers?
See, I want to go antlers, but
Black Death?
Instant Doom,
yes.
Something like that.
But we saw her. I think it was at Fort Collins Comic Con. Very nice, very impressive costume, cosplay. Best Colorado for the novice category was Sci-Fi Siren Cosplay with her Skyrim Nightingale. A lot of detail work that I would not be able to do on that.
Good old Skyrim.
Thassrodar. Another one that was the intermediate winner was Altered Shadows Cosplay, which was the Diablo Lord of Terror, which we saw this at Fanex Salt Lake.
Yep.
And it is absolutely terrifying. Amazing and terrifying.
I do have to say I started playing Diablo 3 because of her, so.
And the Best of Colorado Masters winner for 2018 was Drizzy Designs and her Maleficent with her huge articulated mechanical wings that wowed us at a couple cons. And the Best of Colorado Props winner went to Serval Opus, who made a Horizon Zero Dawn bird, which actually turned out to be a repurposed bird that turned out to be...
Spoiler alert, jeez.
It's awesome. I want that bird in my house. Like, I would like to have that thing that just would greet people when it comes into the door.
I bet she can make you the phoenix from Harry Potter and just have that sit on your mantle.
We'll have to get on that. But let's get you to some of the clips of some of these winners from the Colorado Academy of Cosplay here on Get Geekish.
First off, we are talking with Drizzy Designs. Yes, she had her Maleficent that was the winner of the Best of Masters category for the 2018 Colorado Academy of Cosplay Best of Colorado. And, of course, hit up getgeekish.com, and you get a link to the blog with more photos, of course, and links to all of her social media sites.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Now, first question, this Maleficent that we'll have some pictures up on the blog that you created is actually amazing.
It truly is. Like, I remember seeing that at Denver.
Thank you so much.
Denver Comic Con, we saw that, and we were just blown away because we're like, oh, that's... And then you extended those wings, and I think we just froze.
It was one of those odds, but
like, reaction.
Yeah. what was your actual inspiration for this one to go the Maleficent route?
You know, I think the first time, I like to go big. I should say that first. And every time I try to do a cosplay, I always want to do something I've never done, or go bigger, or go crazier, or, you know, whatever I can think of. And when I first watched the Maleficent movie, I was like, I want wings that are like 18 feet and open and all this crazy stuff. And, you know, fast forward 18 feet wings, I would not have been able to walk. But, you know, I just scaled them down to 13 feet. You know, a modest 13-foot wingspan. But, yeah, I saw that and I was like, you know, I got to do this. And it's something I wanted to do for probably 3 years, ever since the movie came out. I mean, 3-4 years. And I finally was confident to be like, yeah, I think I can make this happen.
Well, it was very well done. It's one of those things I feel like when you talk to anybody that's into cosplay, it is the, how am I going to get through a door? Or I need to make something that won't fit through a door.
Yep.
And how much time did you actually spend for a rough estimate on this particular cosplay?
You know, surprisingly, it wasn't as long as I thought it would be. I think I probably spent around 150 to 200 hours. I don't know. A lot of it gets lost, you know, with just movies playing, but probably around 150 to maybe 250, but I doubt it. Probably around 200 hours.
I do have to say, like, we pulled you up. I noticed that you got on sci-fi.com. They did an interview with you.
Yeah, they did. After Denver Comic Con, somebody reached out to me. That was really cool.
It is really. I was looking through this, and you know, they really loved your Maleficent. They have your other cosplays on here, your Serpator and everything like that, which I think is one of our personal favorites because we're geeks that grew up with G.I. Joe. But you know,
all the '80s kids need love.
Yeah. But that's awesome. I mean, like getting a shout out like that from sci-fi.com, who does what was Face Off? Is that the name of the cosplay? Or
well, they had a Heroes of Cosplay and Face Off,
and I think they're doing there's a new cosplay show, and it's blanking now.
It was a Cosplay Melee or something like that,
yeah,
right?
Something
Cosplay Melee. That's it.
There we go.
Hey.
Yep. With this particular Maleficent, have you won any other awards or recognition aside from this Colorado Academy of Cosplay one?
You know, I haven't. I don't do contests very well, so I was happy to see one online. I've actually only been on one competition as far as like stage wise goes, and that was at Colorado Springs Comic Con.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I didn't win anything there, but that was fine because everyone that won stuff did absolutely amazing, and everyone that was there was fantastic. But that was my first competition, and then this, you know, this was like, okay, well, I guess I'll try something online where I don't have to have stage presence because. Mm-hmm. Awkward. I was like, so I can just put photos and be like, look what I did, and then that's it. And it was awesome. It was great.
I do have to say, we were there for Colorado Springs when you got up on stage and you extended the wings, and hearing everybody just go, I think that
brought my heart a little joy.
Yeah, I think that's better than any award, because that's just like seeing people's reactions with good cosplays like that is just awesome. And I don't think you were awkward up on stage.
No.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I've been cosplaying, 5 years now or something like that? And this year was the first year I even considered really trying, because I was like, okay, well, maybe I could, like, contend with some of the other people. But, you know, if I don't make it, whatever. I just want to play dress up.
Well, I would think with this award, you can probably rest assured that you can compete with anybody you want to at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I had a moment where we were looking through some of our photos, and it was one of those not creepy stalker moments, but I'm like, we've inadvertently met probably 5 or 6 times. Because of all the photos,
yeah.
Of the photos from last
year.
Because you had the Serpentor that we had on there, the Denver Comic Con with the Bowsette before Bowsette was a thing.
Yep, that's true.
Before Bowsette. I know. Bowsette's like a thing now.
I think
that happened like 2-3 years ago and people would have like recognized me and stuff.
I honestly think though, because at that Denver Comic Con, you seemed to make almost every photo gallery I saw from that year at Denver Comic Con, and I think you might have had some inspiration in there. Like,
oh, you know, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
You heard it here first, folks. We are talking with the original Bowsette.
The original. I didn't need a crown to be Bowsette.
You did not.
Do you have any other cosplays you have in the works?
Like a golden goose, as it were? You know, the ones that you really want to strive for?
You know, I've got a lot of things I want to do. There is a lot of stuff on my list. Currently, I'm not working on anything, being as the wings and Serpentor cost me upwards of $2,000. So I have no dollars. But I've been doing a lot of research and kind of working towards doing a predator suit and having moving mandibles and a moving shoulder cannon and sounds.
Ooh.
I'll be on stilts or something and be 7'5" or something crazy. It'll be great.
Let's get this woman a Patreon. Let's go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, get right on that. And then I also want to do like a almost like a puppeteered type costume of Stormfly the Dragon from How to Train Your Dragon. It'd be kind of similar to the way they control the like raptors at Disney World.
Oh,
there's somebody
okay,
in
yeah.
there like with like a iPad to like control the head and see things. And huh. I want to be huge. I'll probably have to rent a U-Haul to get it anywhere, but it'll be fine. Subscribe to the Stan Winston School, and I'm going to put that plug in there because any cosplayer out there or anyone that's just interested in anything costuming should go there and sign up for their subscriptions. They've got like these little videos that teach you things. And so I watched a whole video on how to make these massive monsters, and I immediately went, I want to make a dragon.
Well, that is great,
it's,
too, because
it's great.
The amount of help that is available out there is ridiculous. And this the CAC has a lot of links and people that people can reach out to get ideas from or run ideas off of. 4 or 5 years ago, there wasn't a place to go. Like, oh, I wonder who I could go ask about making this, or how could I make this happen? You just had to kind of guess. And then there's all these kind of resources out there. Now, it's changed the landscape, I guess.
It really has. I mean, when I first started, I was doing a lot of, you know, Google searching, trying to figure out, okay, well, what do I make armor out of? I mean, I'm obviously not going to, like, blacksmith it out of metal. I can't do that. So how do I make armor I can wear? And, you know, I did some Google searches, and maybe, like, a little, like, 5 photos came up from DeviantArt that were all compiled that were, like, make cuts, glue, foam armor. There you go. You know, like, there wasn't, like, a whole lot of information that was all in one place.
Yeah.
It was way too many hours of research just to be like, okay, I guess I'm going to go try it, and end up being frustrated and burning yourself on heat guns and just things that did not work. But eventually, you know, they came together, and it's so nice to have a place now where you can just go and you can type in the search bar, you know, I wonder, how do you do Warbla? And all these things come up where people have talked about Warbla.
Yeah, and you get those firsthand experiences.
Amazing material, but firsthand experience. And then worst comes to worst, there's somebody that you can just be like, hey, I don't understand this. Can you help me with that? And they're going to be right there to respond. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's amazing for it. And I feel like the tutorials that the people like that put together have gotten a lot better, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they've gotten so much better. Before, it was like, here's your starting materials. Here's a picture midway through. And here's the end. And that was 150 hours worth of work. Figure out the middle.
Yeah. Or the 15-minute description of what store they had to go to get the right kind of glue. And, oh, yeah, and then I whipped this up. Like, what? What? That wasn't a tutorial. Gosh. That was a story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good times.
Where do people want to follow you to find out what work you have and what you have coming in the future? Instagram and Facebook's the best place to find all your things?
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook, probably the best. I do a lot of stories on Instagram when I'm doing stuff. So, you know, that's probably the best thing to see what I'm doing day to day.
And one last question for you, not cosplay related. We like to know what people get geekish about. So other than cosplay, what is something that just gets your geekiness going?
That's a loaded question. I mean, I'm I'm a bit of a Star Wars nerd, so I could say that Star Wars definitely gets my geekish going. Yeah, really anything sci-fi, space, dragons.
Nice.
You know, blood, zombies, all the good stuff.
That veered to a very open door very quickly, from Star Wars to zombies to all the stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I get geekish about all the things.
Well, you're in good company with that. I mean, we're sitting in office right now with Princess Leia, V for Vendetta, Transformers, Mario, Avatar, Coraline, Donkey Kong, Borderlands, that's all in the same shelf right now. So it's purpose on here is
cosplay was a zombie Leia.
Oh, really?
It was.
Yeah.
Yep. Huh. You can see that on her Facebook page.
That Drizzy is Designs. On my Facebook page. It was very bloody.
Bloody Leia's. What the world needs more of or less of? I'm not sure which. But
I'm not sure either.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Drizzy, and congratulations once again on your winning. We'll post links to your pages and your winning photos on our blog we put up with this. But if you guys haven't seen Drizzy Design, she was a winner this year for her Maleficent with the animatronic wings that are, we'll just go with awe-inspiring.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
you guys.
You impress us. You impress us.
And moving on to our second guest of the CAC winners, we're talking to Altered Shadows Cosplay. Her Diablo Lord of Terror won the Best of Intermediate category for the 2018 Colorado Academy of Cosplay Best of Colorado. You want photos? We got photos. Go to getgeekish.com. You can get those as well as links to her profile so you can follow along.
It's impressive, to say the least. do you want to go ahead and say hello to everybody? Go ahead and introduce yourself. Just tell us a little bit about yourself before we talk about your actual cosplay.
Hi, my name is Candace Meyer, and I just really actually started doing cosplay within the last couple years. And if you want to find us, I'll just let you know right from the beginning. We are Altered Shadows Cosplay on Facebook and Instagram.
So you said you've only been doing this for 2 years?
Yeah, I just actually started with it pretty recently. And when I started trying to build Diablo the first time, I had nothing to go on other than pictures. I didn't know how to do the backside because nobody that had built it prior to me had really posted pictures of those blades on the back.
Ah.
So that was quite the challenge to figure out something.
This your first cosplay?
This is the second version of the first cosplay. So I built it twice.
Man, we need to get our stuff together. So what did you... I'm looking at the back of the... right here with the arms. What is that?
So the back of that started out as just a piece of wood. And there's a PVC screwed down on there to give it some stability. And it's a backpack system. It's just got straps. Like, handler will clip them on underneath me. And the blades just kind of snap into place. And it stays exactly 6 foot wide. It doesn't wiggle around. It doesn't move around. Because we had an issue at FanX last year where the poster board blade busted in half right as I walked into judging.
It was
not a good time.
That's got to be frustrating. If you had to estimate how many hours you put into this, what would you think you did?
I was keeping track.
I was going to say, did you see that smile?
This one has about 322 hours. That was not things I had to give up on and rebuild because there were a couple pieces. I tried to do a new tail. I did not like it. So I wasted a good 10, 12 hours on that, scrapped it. It was a head. I tried to do a new head, ended up scrapping it because it didn't fit with the chest piece. So
if I spent 10 to 12 hours on something and I scrapped it, I would lose a lot of motivation. How'd you keep that motivation going?
I wanted to finish it. I just wanted to power through and be done with it because it was turning out really nice. And it sits on a dummy in the garage when I was building it. That's me. It's just a duct tape dummy of myself. But to go out there and see that every day, I was like, I have to finish this thing. It's incredible looking, and it's going to look really neat compared to the last one I did.
And what was the inspiration to start with this one in particular? Was there something about the character that made you get into it, or what made you get into, say, I'm going to build a giant, terrifying Diablo costume?
Well, yeah, I play video games. It's something else I enjoy. And I started playing Diablo way back in the 90s when it came out. And he was obviously a different character then. He wasn't as feminine as he looks now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just because it's spiky and it's cool looking. So, and it was a challenge. I said, I'm going to build that. And that's what I did. I wanted to be one of those big cosplays at these conventions that everybody comes up and looks at.
That everybody talks about. Mm-hmm. Mission accomplished on that one, I think.
What did you do for the stilts?
The stilts are digitigrade. There's kind of a little picture there. They are like standing in high heels. These are they bring me up about 11 inches because I'm only 5 foot tall. So I didn't think a 5 foot Diablo would be that terrifying. So I wanted to at least be normal human size when I was wearing it.
You don't want to look like Diablo Jr.
No. Kind of like a Bowser Jr. No, I didn't want that look.
So you briefly mentioned your handler, and he's sitting right next to you, right?
Yes, I am.
And what's your name?
My name's Jeff. I'm her husband and handler.
And what's it like being a handler?
I think the handlers are kind of the unsung heroes
exactly.
of cosplay. You would have no idea how much work it is. Just getting ready, especially for the competition, getting everything together. They shoved us in a little dark room right before the competition at FanX Salt Lake. They wouldn't give her enough time to set everything up. So tensions were high. We're working in the dark. I had to figure out how to get her whole costume together in the dark.
Jeez. So you basically just stand there and have him just assemble this. So you're like Tony Stark waiting for the Iron Man suit to come on.
Yeah, really. That's actually a pretty good description.
And you're Jarvis.
Oh, yeah.
How many different pieces does this come in?
It's got a lot. It's got a lot of pieces. It has a shirt I put on that basically all the muscles and all that are there, and a pair of pants I pull on, and then everything else is clip. The backpack has to come on. He's got to clip my chest piece on. He's got to clip on, help me with the stilts, kind of, really. We have a chair I sit on. There's a tail he's got to clip on. The head's got to come on.
How long does it take?
I'd say 20 minutes to assemble it, yeah, if it's not dark.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long, how in the light on a good day, 20 minutes?
I was going to say, how long did it take at Fan X?
About 15, because that's all they gave us.
Wow.
It's go time! And how many awards have you won now? Because you got the Colorado Academy of Cosplay Award, and you won something at Fan X, correct?
Sure, I got a third place intermediate at Fan X.
That's awesome.
Yeah, last year in the version one, which you don't have a picture of, it was real blocky and it was my first time. Mm. I got a Judge's Choice Award last year at Fan X, so that's why I rebuilt the whole thing.
Nice.
I want to try it again.
And going in the future, do you have anything else planned that you want to do now that this has been such a big success? You just ride this one out for a while?
Oh, no, I'm going to keep doing stuff. I have some barbarians planned from that same world, from Heroes of the Storm, actually. I keep talking about this, like, 12-foot cyber demon from Doom.
Do it. So is that your dream cosplay?
That's my dream cosplay.
Do it.
But it's a space issue mostly with that one.
Your handler's saying no, yeah, but I'm saying do it.
It's on the board and an asterisk on the list, so.
Wow. Now, we've talked a lot about your costume, and it is amazing, like I said, when people can see all the pictures of this thing, and they can see it on the Colorado Academy of Cosplay website with the production pictures for it. But our whole podcast is about geekish stuff. You can look around and see that we're a bunch of big nerds. But when you're not doing 300 and some hours into a Diablo costume or playing Diablo, what is something that either of you get geekish about, have a bunch of passion about, do you just love doing, can't get enough of?
There's things outside of this? I'm just kidding.
You're like, do the math.
Jeff actually got me into comic books pretty recently, so I have powered through all of Aquaman Rebirth and almost all the way through the New 52s. Oh, wow. And I am loving it. I didn't realize how much I would love reading comic books. Because the artwork is just incredible in those. And the stories are good too, but I had no idea, because I've been a fantasy and sci-fi reader for years, but I've never really gotten into comic books until we started doing these conventions, and then even, you know, they're always laying out. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll read it. And then, yeah, I started buying those trades, and yeah, it's just, I love it.
Anything else?
Just video games, I'd say, probably.
So you play PC, I'm assuming?
I'll do both. He's more on the PC than I am. Okay. I'm more of a console gamer.
So do you play Diablo on the console?
Oh, yeah, okay. All the time. All right. I need more ideas for new armor sets. So.
I had to ask. Well, a lot of people are like, Diablo, you only play it on the PC. That's the way to go. And, but, you know.
Both.
We don't judge here.
It's all geekish. It's all good.
Congratulations, for one. Mm-hmm. And we're in awe. Like, bravo.
Thanks.
We'll share a photo of this on there, but if you guys have not checked out this Lord of Terror from Diablo, it is absolutely amazing. You go to Altered Shadows Cosplay, Facebook, Instagram, all the social medias, find them on there. But congratulations and good luck in the future, and we can't wait to see what you come up with next.
Cyber Demon, do it. Do it.
I want to.
And our final guest for this cast is Serval Opus. She is the winner of the Best of Props category for the 2018 Best of Colorado from the Colorado Academy of Cosplay with her Horizon Zero Dawn bird. Check out the photos and links to her stuff at getgeekish.com.
Continuing down our journey of the Colorado Cosplay Academy winners for this year, another talent joining us today goes by Serval Opus on a lot of the social medias, but she made a Zero Dawn bird that is amazing.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn, yeah. You know what? My typing and my writing have their own place in this world. But anyway, aside from me being not smart sometimes, thanks for joining us today, Serval.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And can you tell us exactly what your inspiration was and tell us a little bit about what you made for this Colorado Academy of Cosplay contest?
Okay, so the backstory to the bird is a very long and tedious one, but basically it started in 2015. I ended up making Bloodwing from Borderlands as a prototype. And then later that year, I made two Pokemon birds. It was Articuno and Moltres. And then I had those just kind of sitting around my house for a while. And then before last year, I think, I had a friend who wanted to be Aloy for Denver Comic Con. So I just kind of de-skinned a Pokemon bird and then remade it as a machine, and it was made out of foam, and it was quite impressive.
You're like you're a real-life Dr. Robotnik or something.
I choose you for sacrifice.
So weird to, like, do that. Here's a fun fact. Moltres looks like just a naked chicken without anything else on it. It's really weird. But, yeah, I just kind of covered the whole thing in foam and was like, this is going to have to work, and then went to a convention convention with it, and I don't think I've seen a security guy so confused in his life with what it was supposed to be or how it was supposed to work.
Wow, I wish I could have seen that face, because I can picture security guys going to those cons. It's like, I don't know if you're allowed to have that.
I got stopped many, many times. I had so many. They're like, okay, they're like, okay, guns can't have fake guns, and they're like, swords are okay. And then I come through with a bird with a 4-foot wingspan sitting on my shoulder, and they're like, who do we call for this? Where's the protocol? Do we swipe it with the little metal detector? I don't know what to do with it.
And for our listeners here, we've got some pictures up for you on the blog and the website for this, but this bird is absolutely amazing. I mean, you're hearing about her talking how 4-foot wingspan. You see her standing in a garage with a thing on her shoulder, and it looks like it's darn near touching the ceiling in there.
Oh, yeah. I was actually... My knees were bent a little bit because my garage is not tall enough to have the bird completely in there.
So doorways are your biggest nemesis when you're wearing this thing.
Oh, my God. If you turn sideways, you can get through a door pretty well.
How much does it weigh?
I designed it so I could take it off my shoulder and put it on my arm. Oh, and that my makes shoulder sense. Got really tired.
How much does that bird weigh?
Between like 7 and 10 pounds, depending on how I feel about saying how much it weighs. I've never actually taken an actual weight of it, but
after a while on the shoulder, it's going to get tired.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually impressed though. When you said, I was expecting a higher number than that, looking by how many intricate pieces are on there. I just assumed there was going to be more weight behind it. That's impressive to that much lightweight material into those pieces too.
Oh, that's all craft foam. the skeleton of it is like PVC pipe. And mm-hmm. so is the, I guess the legs of it.
Oh, wow.
But the rest of it's just all craft foam and EVA foam.
Nice. Now, how much time did you actually spend putting this together, if you had to guesstimate?
I'm going to say it was a speed run, and I did it in about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Most of that time was just, like, carving it out with very pointy X-Acto knives and just gluing it and calling it good.
I was originally
going to have, like a thunder jaw, like a baby thunder jaw, but we ran out of time for that, and I was like, quick, skin the bird!
Wow. It's like an evil scientist laboratory. I love it.
She's like Team Rocket, but more extreme, to skin a bird and then make another bird out of it. So, like you said, like Robotnik. Okay, I dig it.
Yeah, yeah. What do you have any future plans going forward? Is something else you want to make, or you have on your list of, oh, I need to make this mixed, or something else you're going to skin this and turn it into?
Oh, my God. I mean, like, the birds, thankfully, I can just, like, deconstruct very easily and make them into something else. But I've had a couple things like on the back burner for the past couple of years. I'm getting ready to move out of my parents' house, so I want to do big cosplay so I can keep it here and have them be like, get this out of my garage. But
you don't get your rec room yet, Dad. You don't get your rec room yet.
They're like, there's so much stuff in here, and I'm like, I know, leave me be. But there are two, I guess there's three things. So if it has to be a smaller cosplay, I'd rather go with like Spyro kind of inspired armor. Mm-hmm. My friend and I have been talking about that for a while. But for the two big ones, I've been debating on either Avion, which is the fifth Colossus from Shadow of the Colossus. To no one's surprise, it's still a bird. And a fiend from Witcher 3, which I think would be large and hard to get through doors, which is just up my alley.
Got the practice down. That sounds exciting. Now, with this award on here, with the, let's see, where did my list here go? The specific award you won for this was the best props for Colorado Academy of Cosplay. Have you ever won any other awards or nominations for your work?
I haven't, actually. I've been in a couple different contests, but it's always been, like, I'm going to say oddly organized. Like, Denver Comic Con was oddly organized for the several years that it ran.
Yeah, we've had that conversation amongst ourselves numerous times that mm-hmm. almost every con we go to, there are things you can pick out of cosplay contests. You're like, why on earth did you do this? Or why was this done this way? Or how come you didn't do this?
Or it's like, this person got, like, judge's pick, and it's like a guy with a hat. And you're like, oh, okay. I bet 10, what was it? A couple years ago, we did Destiny, and I have like a 15-pound rocket launcher, and it's the Galahorn. Uh-huh. It had powers. You could hold it up, and people would have no idea what it is, but they would come over and take pictures. yeah, we didn't place, and in that contest.
That's impressive, especially for a cool. That a few years ago, like yeah. there was still you could put a light on something or carve something out of foam, and everyone's like, "Wow!"
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying that they're the winners of those contests were not deserving. I mean, absolutely, people who did like get best in show, they were just fantastic. There was a Witcher group that was amazing. There was the Minotaur that had smoke coming out of its nose. They're higher tier than I am, so they completely deserved it.
I think it's one of the things we always talk about too, of that with a lot of those contests, is you almost wish there could be more specific categories, because it's really tough when you're a judge and mm-hmm. you're put against somebody with a full-born set of foam cut armor versus somebody else that has, you know, 15-foot mechanical wings that go back and forth, and then somebody else that has a body paint makeup job top to bottom with somebody. Like, these are very different skills that I don't know how to put them side by side.
That's when costume contests would take like 3 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now in...
That's probably why we had the online one. For
Category 27B.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to just submit pictures and be like, okay, the world, vote. And then it's like, well, we have them all here in one spot, and we don't have to remember who was 3.5 hours ago that tripped and fell off the stage.
Nobody's got to fit through any doors.
It's but... true. So you like the avian builds, correct?
Yes, I like birds.
So if we ever get off of our keisters and actually do our Transformers cosplay that we've been working on, we might hit you up for a laser beak.
Ooh, hey.
I'm down for it.
Yes, we've been talking about doing Soundwave and Blaster for like 10 years, and one of these days it's going to happen. Damn it.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me of like on the light rail going to Denver Comic Con one year, there was just a guy with a Gundam boot. And we were like, it was huge. It was like the size. It was like the height of the train car. And we're like, this is weird.
Just
but when
boot?
We got to the convention, there was a guy who was dressed as a Gundam who was just missing a leg. And the guy's like, I got you, and just added the leg. And I was just like, that's too big. It's big. It might be a little bit too big if you got multiple people on different trains bringing different parts.
One thing here is at Get Geekish, we like to ask people what they get geekish about. So besides birds and cosplays, birds. what is something else that you were just geekish about, that you just are very passionate about?
You know, like the kind of crappy point and click games that are adventure mystery, like Nancy Drew, stuff like that. I love those games.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Those my favorite games.
I don't think I even realized there was a new Nancy. When I think of Nancy Drew, I think of a novel that my sister read like in the late 80s. Is there a new Nancy Drew game I'm missing out here?
Oh, man, there's a whole series. I've been waiting for the new one for the past 3 years. They switched over to the Unity engine, and I'm like, come on, her interactive. Put it out. I want to click on things, beating Nancy Drew. I'm 24, and I like Nancy Drew games. That is not the age group they are marketing to, but I'm ready for it.
Hey, we digress. We're talking about you and your cosplay. Yeah, we're getting all these tangents on here. Right. So this contest with the Colorado Academy of Cosplay, how did you find out about them, or what kind of interactions have you had with this group before?
Well, met Chris Clark, one of the co-founders, at a couple different conventions, and then I was part of the Colorado Cosplay group. I think there's like 3,000 members on that.
Yeah, there's
Facebook
a few different
page.
Names there, so there's a couple of them.
Yeah. There's a couple thousand of people. had a couple friends send me requests to join the group, and then I've just kind of been there since they kind of started.
Of those groups, because obviously you're a part of them, what's your favorite part, or what do you like best about having those groups available here of people that are all into the same?
I like being able to just post in any of these groups and just be like, hey, anybody know where to find, I don't know, some weird, vague LED light? And someone's like, yeah, and they give me an address of this place and then a guy to talk to. I'm like, oh my God, okay. That's one way to get a connection.
Well, we won't keep you much longer on here, because I know you've got a busy night too, and we've got other stuff on here, but we just wanted to say thank you for taking part in our podcast today, and that we applaud you. Congratulations on this Horizon Zero Dawn bird, because it's fantastic. There were a lot of great awards in there. You can see it on the website, the award entries you put in there for it, and we've also got some on the blog there for it. But the work that not just you, but everyone that was a part of this contest put in is inspiring, I guess, is for lack of a better word. And it's fun to be able to get some behind the scenes and know what goes into these. Like the fact that you put that bird together in 2 weeks makes me feel so much better when I procrastinate in a con's a month away. I'm like, what am I going to do?
And that's kind of like my forte with that. Because of school and stuff like that. But yeah, thank you for saying that. And I mean, like, the other contestants have fantastic stuff. Everybody else who entered in the contest, I mean, if there were more awards to go around, I'm sure more people would have got more stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the people that had to pick out the awards were pretty much wishing they could do the Oprah thing. Like, yeah. You get an award, and you get an award, and you get an award.
Yeah, it's just seeing everybody that entered in, I was like, I don't know how they're going to choose any of these because this is just fantastic. I did nerd out quite a bit, though, when I saw your bird. I was like, oh!
Yes, the bird. It's so much smaller in real life.
There's a joke to be made there, but I'm going to keep it to myself. But if people want to follow your work specifically.
Well, I have a Facebook, an Instagram, and a Tumblr, which I don't use that often, but it's all Serval Opus.
Thanks so much again for joining us, and congratulations on your award, and I hope it's the first of many for you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, that was
actually pretty good.
Yeah, segue.
Hello. Unfortunately, some of the winners we didn't get to talk to just because time constraints, everything like that, but we'll get to it when they have time and we have time. And
yeah,
we...
they're very busy. We're very busy. But go look at their stuff. We've got a blog up on getgeekish.com that has links to a lot of the pictures and all of the profiles of these particular cosplayers and of the Colorado Academy of Cosplay itself. But if that's your thing, if you're jam, you like costumes, you like dressing up, you like these kind of things, this is a good group to be a part of if you're in the Colorado area. And if you're not, then maybe you should find one or start one in your area. And as you can tell, some of these cosplayers have a lot of passion for what they do. And that's probably why they actually win things like the Best of Colorado from the Academy.
I almost want to say they're wizards and sorceresses because they seem to get more than just 24 hours out of a day.
Yeah.
It's amazing how they can manage their time to create that stuff. Because like I'll start on something and then I get distracted real easy.
Yeah, it is. And it's not a knock on them because I know a lot of people, like some of my extended family, when they see people dressing, they're like, oh, you waste all your time doing this, blah, blah. Like,
that's not a waste of time.
No, it's awesome looking. But you talked, doing some of these interviews, you see they have full-time jobs or families or other events going on. It's not like they're just sitting around with 70 hours of free time. We're like, what shall I do? They have a passion for it. Like, I'm going to find a way to make this happen.
And I think that's one thing, too, is like you nailed it down is, you know, people look at cosplayers and go, they have too much time on their hands. False. They're just really good at time management, and con crunch is real.
It's been fun. It was a very, very fun experience to get to talk to some of the people from the Academy and to talk to some of these winners, and hopefully we'll get to do more of these in the future. But go check out their website again. Just search Colorado Academy of Cosplay. We'll also link to it in our blog at getgeekish.com. Just some of their latest news events there. They've got pictures from NDK 2018. They've got a story about the Academy being featured in Westward magazine. They were featured in the Colorado Community Media. They were featured in 303 magazine. Now they've been featured on Get Geekish again.
Woo!
Yeah. Do we get a self-collapse? And they even have a tutorial from Clark Cosplay on how to make foam armor, just sitting there on the website. And they've got some more conventions they're going to be at, how to get involved in competitions. If you want to get on the 2019 challenge, hey, get signed up and get all the details for it.
Start mapping it out now.
Mm-hmm. Trust us. Go. You want to have that costume ready for June?
You should have started last year.
Get those supplies now. Get on it. Because I want to see some more amazing things. Because one of the most exciting things about this entire thing of the 2018 Best of Colorado Awards and the whole community of the Colorado Academy of Cosplay, selfishly, how many more cool costumes are we going to get to see, and how many more cool cosplays are we going to see in the coming years if you get this group of people that gets bigger and bigger and better at what they do?
Well, the thing is, too, is everybody has a different fandom, too. So you get to see stuff from everything.
Yep. So to all the winners, congratulations. You'll get our golf clap and our real clap and our huzzas and our hoots and woots. And to the Colorado Academy of Cosplay, thanks for letting us be part of this. Keep up the good work. Fighting the good fight. And the dog just opened the door. That's our cue. We are out. It's Get Geekish. Follow us on the socials. Go to getgeekish.com.